Mark Tiley here with another podcast from The Morning Show, brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man. Johnny H. Jazz, massive band from the 80s. Their album, Turn Back the Clock, produced not one, but four top 20 hits between 87 and 88. Well, guess what? They've got a new album coming out in August, Wide Awake. All the signs are it's going to be absolutely massive. Clark Datchler is half of Johnny H. Jazz. He joined me on the show live from south of London just the other day, ahead of us playing the brand new single. He's coming up next.
Mark Tiley, the Nation Station, Next Radio.
One of four, count them, top 20 hits from the album Turn Back the Clock, Johnny H. Jazz. Absolutely massive. I'm delighted to say there is a new single out, and all being well, on the line now is Clark Datchler. Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It's lovely to have you on the line. Where are you, by the way?
I'm just south of London, Epsom, Surrey. So we've probably got a probably about 28 degrees or 26. Once you get past, 21, it's pretty miraculous here, isn't it?
It is. Well, on the Isle of Man, 26 is very rare for us because we're normally a few degrees cooler than what's going on down there. So how exciting is this? New single, new album coming out in August. I mean, I know you haven't been away completely because there has been other material coming out. But you know what? I've got a really good feeling about this new stuff.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That's great to hear. I mean, to be honest, myself and my colleague in the band, Mike, feel the same way, actually. There's something quite auspicious about the timing of the album, and especially the first single, Spirit of Love, because it's very uplifting. It's a very optimistic song, but it's also very much about the need for togetherness and unity in the face of the kind of challenges we're facing around the planet right now. And by the time we'd finished the recording of the whole album, which was autumn last year, we'd never heard of COVID-19.
No.
I'm not sure we'd know exactly what a pandemic was, let alone social distancing and all these phrases we've become used to and practices. So, whether it's happenstance or something greater than that, I hope Spirit of Love will touch people in particular now.
I think it has us, and we're absolutely loving it. I've been trying to go through my archives on the Isle of Man. Have you ever played here? Did you play here in the 80s, do you know?
No, we didn't. Bizarrely enough, we were due to come. I think we were due to come at some point this year. I know there was, I remember seeing it, and I was very excited. I'm a great fan of travelling within the British Isles. I mean, I love travelling anywhere, but I love Britain. I think Britain's a beautiful land. And when I saw that I would be able to go to the Isle of Man in addition, I was very excited. I was, going online. I was looking at where I could walk. I'm very into nature. And here we are. Didn't happen.
Well, obviously things have been postponed, hopefully, rather than cancelled. So I guess you will be touring the album Wide Awake at some stage.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think we've just got to get through this year, as everyone, let's face it, and just see what the new normal is, because I think we're hoping that the new normal is the best of what we used to have, but we jettison the stuff that wasn't working for us, like the environmental practices, which were destructive. We'll see. But I hope next year is going to be kind of almost a brand new start.
That would be lovely. Just before we play the new single, when Turn Back the Clock came out, were you confident that you had four top 20 hits in there and others as well? I mean, that was a phenomenal success.
Yeah, it was. But in some ways, the way to look at it is that was not uncommon at that time, that you'd have, three, four, five, six singles sometimes. And I think that was also the strength, I have to say, of albums in that era. I'd like to single this out, but in all honesty, I think that music that was created in the 80s was always as a result of people growing up in the 70s and 60s. And we grew up listening to some of the great songwriters. We grew up listening to Carole King and Lennon and McCartney and Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And that taught us how to write when the 80s came along in combination with the advent of technology, of drum machines and synths. And so it was a really good foundation to make quality music from. So in some ways, is there a surprise element in there? Yes. But in another way, that's actually kind of why you do it, because you want to continually reach people with way more than just one song.
Well, we really, really hope that you can get over here after the album comes out. Wide Awake is out on August the 14th, I think I've got it down here. And we'll watch that with interest. As you say, let's hope that 2021 is that new beginning. It would be wonderful if it was. Thank you so much for your company this morning.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks a lot.
This is the new single, the current single, Spirit of Love. Johnny Hates Jazz. Thanks again. Spirit of Love, the brand new single from Johnny Hates Jazz. The album's out in August. I'm Mark Tiley. Thanks again to Clark for dropping in. Clark Datchler dropping in from Johnny Hates Jazz. There'll be more podcasts right here on Manx Radio soon.